Where is this iceberg?
This iceberg is adjacent to the Antarctic continent in a region that we call the Amundsen Sea Sector. It calved off of a very interesting sector called the Pine Island Glacier, which is a floating extension of the ice sheet.
And this thing is huge, is it not?
It's pretty big. It's 21 by 12 miles in area, which gives it approximately 250 or so square miles. So just as a point of reference, that's about six Manhattans.
And it's quite thick as well, right?
Yeah, it's hard to gauge exactly how thick it is, but it's anywhere from about 250 meters thick to about 500 meters thick. So it's a good size.
Now, before we talk about why this happened, can I ask you, where is it going?
Right now, it hasn't moved too far away from the coast. It's only about 30 miles or so off the coast from where it actually calved. These guys tend to follow bathymetric lines, or they follow constant lines of ocean depth for conservation reasons. So it will probably stay fairly close to the coast for a little while.
This is one of the largest, from what I understand, in existence. Can you explain to me how many other large floating sheets of ice are out there?
When icebergs calve, if they're a certain size, agencies such as the National Ice Center, which is a NOAA group, they start to monitor these. So you have to be a certain size to be monitored. That's the first problem. So all the icebergs that we actually monitor are a pretty good size. This is probably in the top third size-wise of the icebergs that we're currently monitoring. It's certainly not the largest that's calved, but it's a pretty good size.
Is there any threat to shipping traffic, or have we come so far with technology now that that's almost impossible?
So for the most part, first of all, we're tracking them pretty actively. They move pretty slowly, so they don't sneak up on the ships in the area. And then finally, there aren't a ton of ships in that area. The ships that are down there are generally associated with our research stations, either refueling or resupplying the stations. You've got your odd tourist ship that's down there. So for the most part, the shipping is actually relatively quiet, and we do have a very good sense of where these are. So I wouldn't say that there's an imminent risk. The other thing that makes this a little bit different than the Titanic is that when you think of the Titanic iceberg, you think of a shape at the surface with kind of a deceptive story of what's going on below the surface, the sort of triangle at the top with a very large draft underwater. This is different. These guys break off as big tabular blocks, and if you think of a sheet cake floating in the ocean, that's what these look like. So what you see at the surface is mimicked at depth.
Do we know what caused this to break off?
Iceberg calving is very normal. I can't stress that enough. It's part of the normal process. What happens is the ice gets interrupted as it flows around islands and whatnot. It creates these sort of predetermined areas where rifting will take place. So this rift was probably destined to develop into a calving face a long time ago. What's unique about this situation is that where that calving front is, it's actually very far upstream, maybe 10 kilometers upstream of what we perceive as what we've observed as a sort of 30-year stable front.
And I'm sure a lot of people may want to pin this on global warming or climate change, but of course it's too early to think about that, right?
That's exactly right. Again, calving is generally normal, but because this calving event leads to a new face that's upstream of our 30-year average, it is something that warrants watching. It's a good-sized iceberg, especially given the context of the system, the Pine Island Glacier system.
All right. Glaciologist Kelly Brunt, who's with NASA and also with Morgan State University. Thanks for joining us here on WBAL, and I'm sure you're going to be keeping an eye on this guy, right?
Of course.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.